Welcome to the Digital Dive, where we take a deep dive into digital assets. And I am joined here today with Sarah and Sam of GeoJam. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing great.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yep, absolutely. Happy to have you on the podcast. I'm a big fan of your project, as you guys already know. I have recently did a top to bottom intake of the white paper, which is fantastic, by the way. It is beautifully written, extremely thorough. I enjoyed reading it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
I've got some questions for you guys here today, and we're going to cover a little bit of everything, kind of your background story, a little bit about the project. Where do you see GeoJam and your Jam token going in the course of these next few years here, and everything else in between? So for those of you who may not know, or for those who may not know who you guys are, why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm the CEO and co-founder of GeoJam.
Hey, everybody, I'm Sam. I am the COO and co-founder of GeoJam.
Right. So you guys have a current existing iOS app, right? GeoJam. And I know you guys have tens of thousands of users already on this platform. Can you tell people what GeoJam is?
Yeah, so in its current iteration, GeoJam is the ultimate social media platform for music. And essentially, we tie in directly with the streaming services Spotify and Apple Music, and you're able to sign in and share music with your friends and in communities. And we call communities crowds on GeoJam. And that is really about the people that champion what they love, stand up for what they believe in. And it's an amplified version of a community. And so when you're participating in the crowd on GeoJam by sharing music and meeting new people and really like curating new playlists and all these different sorts of things you can do, you earn points. And with those points, you can buy things in our Jam shop. And our Jam shop, it lives at the heart of GeoJam because we have these incredible experiences that we do with artists, whether that's flying on a private jet with 24K Golden or being on a billboard with Machine Gun Kelly or FaceTime or video games or even like exclusive memorabilia, like a signed guitar or signed shoes. And so we already have this amazing rewards-based economy on the GeoJam platform where fans are earning points and able to redeem them for tangible things in our shop.
Yeah, that's incredible. And you know, it's funny when you know, it was announced that you guys were working with Constellation, I was like, you already have the perfect framework to launch a token. I mean, you already have a point system that is easily replaced with a token that then allows you to do so many other unique things, which we'll get into later. But I really love what you guys are doing in order to help monetize this like creator economy in a 360 fashion. So I really love that. A little bit more background on both of you. How did y'all meet? How did this whole thing of GeoJam come about?
So Sarah and I met in Miami in 2017, actually. We were at a music conference. My previous company, I owned a company producing live events and festivals. And Sarah had a sponsorship and marketing agency. So we met professionally. And within the first 5 minutes of us actually meeting each other, Sarah pitched me on her first nascent idea of GeoJam, which I absolutely loved. Right. We started working together, and about a year later decided to take the dive together and start this company and go on this ride. It's been really exciting.
GeoJam has been in my head for quite some time. It's just, and I really needed the right team to build it. And I just got really lucky and saw Sam across the room and was like, all right, that's my business partner.
You're the one.
That's it.
You're the one. You're the one.
You're it. You're the chosen one, if you will. You know what I really love too? When you touched on crowds, there's a line in the white paper that says people gather to do this, but crowds gather to be heard. And when I read that, I was like, wow, you're taking, and I guess that's kind of where, and I don't want to jump too far ahead, but it's kind of like where you're taking this idea of people coming together to then propose things that create these events, if you will, for the artists that they love. And that's where what I love about GeoJam is it gets the artists involved with their fans and then their fans involved with their artists, which I thought was such a beautiful idea.
Yeah. And other fans as well.
Of course. I love that.
Yeah. It's all about the crowd. When we were writing the white paper, I mean, crowds has always been a key feature in GeoJam because we think crowds are like this, like I've said it before, but like an amplified community, you know, everybody has a community, but like crowds really can make change. And with the token and with the governance that we're able to do with having a token economy and being able to move on to the blockchain, like the crowd is actually going to be heard and they're going to be a part of building GeoJam. And that's so exciting for us.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. You know, and when I think, and you're absolutely right, when I think of a crowd, they're coming together to like, they amass together because they want something or they believe in something. And I think you have such an amazing framework for that within inside of your already existing mobile app. And I, for those of you that I know are going to ask, and we can maybe get this out of the door now, are there any plans for the Android users?
Yes, yes, we are working on it. We're working on it. We're going to implement some of the blockchain technology before we roll it out, just because that makes timelines easier and whatnot. So hopefully by, you'll have something in Q1, and then by Q2, you'll have full-blown GeoJam 2.0 working on Android.
You heard it here first.
And we're also working on a desktop application as well.
Now that I am excited.
Web app.
Because I'm on this freaking computer all day long.
Me too. So are we, right?
I know.
We feel the same way. I got really excited because I got a new computer and it has the M1 processor. So now I can play GeoJam on my computer. It's life changing. I'm like, definitely need a web app.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited for that. So what was the original inspiration and motivation behind GeoJam? Sarah, you said that you've had this idea. You saw Sam and you were like, you're the one to help make this happen. Where did the inspiration for the creation of GeoJam come from?
Yeah, so in college, this was about like 2015, I was obsessed with the idea of social media for music. And so I started a TikTok competitor in 2015. TikTok, I mean, Musical.ly was like just picking up and they got acquired by TikTok for 800 million, but I was so young and I was just trying to like learn everything. I taught myself user experience and I just learned how to build a ground from an app from the ground up. And it was super exciting, but like I didn't have the team. That was the biggest thing that I was missing. And I had sold my company previously. So I was bootstrapping it and just paying developers and whatnot, but I needed that right team. And I was lucky enough to get Mariah Carey's family to invest in that company. They were my only investors at the time, but I needed a team. So I decided I need to gain music industry experience. So I went on to start a sponsorship and marketing company in the music industry, was doing sponsorships for large scale events, music festivals, Fortune 500 brands. And then I started seeing that there was just this huge gap in the market between fans, brands, and artists. There's just so much money left on the table. Then when the artist is getting a sponsor, there's no ROI to prove back to the sponsor. And the fans aren't really benefiting from any of it. So it was just like this whole 360 degree economy that could be built. And I could still have social media for music and make that like the data capture that can make everything valuable. And so it was just like really just a perfect collaboration of the two.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I never thought about how big of a gap there was until I actually found GeoJam. Well, I didn't find them until you guys came forward. And I was like, whoa, who are these guys? And, you know, then when I read your white paper, and this is why I really love it, by the end of the white paper, I really understood what the problem was that you guys were solving in terms of the relationship between fans and their artists and artists with their fans. And that's what I, one of the things that I really loved about it is, and that's why I also really love blockchain technology, is that, you know, it creates solutions for areas where before we didn't really have the ability to, which kind of, I guess, bridges me into our next question here is, how did you mentioned Mariah Carey's family. How did you meet Mariah Carey, and how did you also get introduced to some of these artists that you're now working with?
Yeah, so Mariah Carey was our first artist on the platform. It was really cool because she's the number one best-selling female artist of all time. I think individual.
As
she's
well.
Had more number one hits. She's 19 number one hits, one away from the Beatles. They have 20.
Wow.
So she's amazing. And when we met her, it was,
we got to get her one more.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. No, it has to happen.
And GeoJam's going to help it.
GeoJam's going to do it.
That's right.
We met her about 2 years ago in December, right at Christmas time. It was just out of a storybook, magical. Like we were in Aspen with her. And immediately when we told her about the idea, she was just so motivated, so excited. she loves her fans more than anything. Like, she knows their names and can like point them out in a crowd. And she's like, tells us about it. And so super fans, if you're listening, she knows you. and she gets, yeah, she's just incredible and so inspiring. And she's so creative. And so it's just been so great working with her and being able to for her to have a voice in what we're building from an artist perspective. And she led the pact from being able to be like, Mariah Carey's our business partner, led us being able to open up all of our relationships to getting more artists on the platform.
Yeah. And in terms of some of the other artists that we have, so when we launched exactly a year ago this week, actually, interestingly enough, live in the App Store. So we've been live to the public for 12 months now. And Machine Gun Kelly was one of our launch partners. He had just released his new album and we did a big fan campaign to be on a billboard with him here in Los Angeles, obviously middle of the pandemic, you know, everything was virtual and digital, but, you know, kind of really leveraging a lot of those relationships, personal relationships. I mentioned earlier that I used to produce music festivals, booked a lot of A-list talent, you know, in my career over the course of 5 or 6 years. And so it's just really, you know, a lot of relationships. But like right. Sarah mentioned, having Mariah Carey on board is very helpful.
Very helpful. Well, that's amazing that you guys have this experience kind of like in the back end of music and marketing already and these relationships. Exactly. And I think, again, it's just one more thing that I think adds to the success and the potential massive success that's going to come through with GeoJam. And I can't help but like kind of giggle to myself when I hear that you guys were in Aspen in like Christmas time with Mariah Carey. And it's just this like picture perfect scene here where she's like singing and she's like, I would love to work with you guys. Like, it just
seems Eric, in the middle of dinner, it was about a 4-hour dinner. In the middle of dinner, I don't know, about the third bottle of wine, I think, right. that we cracked open, she just broke out into song. And Sarah and I looked at each other, we're like, oh my gosh, there was about 5 of us in the room. And it's something I'll never forget for the rest of my life.
I would have paid
a lot of money. The whole time I kept thinking when we were there, I was like, oh my gosh, what's the best part about all of this is that we're going to be able to give more fans this experience that we're having right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
That's the goal.
That just hit me in the heart in a good way. So now you have this amazing idea. You create this app. You already are bringing users, which, by the way, one more thing I want to say about the app, most easy integration into Apple Music I've ever seen on anything. So amazing. You have this app now. How did you go about meeting Constellation? Like, how did we get this like swing into the crypto world?
So I've been mining crypto. I'm a crypto nerd. Like, I have mining machines. I've been doing that for quite some time.
Right.
And when I met Sam, I was like, I'm building this on the blockchain. Like, I already had known this is what I want to do. But it was Sam and our business partner at the time were like, listen, let's build this the traditional route. And then we'll let you do the blockchain thing later. Every company launches with nothing. And then they go do an ICO and they still don't have a product. Let's build the product. And so we went out, we did that. We did traditional fundraising. That was a journey. And then we got the product and then we launched in October last year. And so I always wanted to do it. But then when we started saying, okay, I'm ready. I've proven myself. Sam, come on, like, we're doing the blockchain. And he was like, okay, yes, we have to do it. And I had met Barry, Bitcoin Barry.
First shout out on the podcast.
Big shout out.
Yeah. Nine years ago in an elevator. So we reconnected, he invested in GeoJam, and then he was like, you guys have to work with, we were like, we need a crypto partner. We need a really good on-chain support. Like, we need somebody with a really good blockchain, but it needs to be fast and it needs to have no fees because they're going to be constantly earning this. And there's so many transactions coming through with the system. He was like, Constellation is the only person you can work with. And when we got on the phone with Ben,
it was just giggles. Yeah, no, you know, obviously it was, we had spoken to other chains and there's obviously other potential partners out there, but every conversation we had, we just kind of left saying, you know, it wasn't exactly it. The first time Sarah and I got on a Google Hangout with Ben Jorgensen and Benjamin Diggles, it was just family vibes. It was just like, these are our people. And I think they felt the same way, right? They thought that, you know, we had a pretty neat project and we just thought that we can, the technology of Constellation, the Hypergraph, obviously, but them as individuals could really help us, you know, kind of take this thing to where it needs to go. So it's been an amazing, amazing friendship and relationship so far.
It's just like we understand like the consumer side and the mainstream social networking creator economy, but they have such a good grasp on cryptocurrency and blockchain, and the no gas fees was probably like the number one biggest selling point, and just the speed. Because otherwise we were budgeting like, okay, how are we actually going to do this? And Constellation solved all those problems for us.
Yeah.
And the Hypergraph.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? There are just some things that you would be doing on your app that you couldn't have fees for. Sending someone a song, like, you don't need to have a fee for that. You know, there's so many things. And this is why, like, obviously I'm a major fan of Constellation for 10 million other reasons, but it's like their technology. And this is why, and I think it says a lot about you two, is why, you know, even in looking at other chains or different potential, you know, quote unquote competitors, even though I don't think they compete at all, is why, you know, with the Hypergraph, you're able to do specific businesses and have specific products that you before weren't possible. They just weren't possible before. You can't scale. And that's why, again, like, I think it's so great that you are launching on the Hypergraph, because eventually, and this is what I see with a lot of other projects, they're going to hit this like wall one day, and it's going to be devastating to their business model. So you guys have this ability to like infinitely scale and continue to grow and not worry about this like dead end wall one day.
Yeah, it's a blessing. We talked to so many different companies about integrating onto their blockchain, but there was nothing out there like Constellation. Then you have the amazing team, and
it's over the top.
The perfect recipe for success.
Yeah. So shout out to Bitcoin Barry, huh?
Yes, shout out.
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that guy. He's one of my favorite people that I ever get to talk to, honestly. Can't say enough about him. Major shout out to Bitcoin Barry, especially because he brought y'all to us, it seems, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we are all very lucky to have Bitcoin Barry on our side. And you know, another thing, you talk about the team. So I've obviously been doing this founder series. I've interviewed Matteo. I've interviewed Diggles. I talk to Altif all the time. I love these guys. You know, like they really care about what's going on. And I'm so glad that you guys are, you know, you say the same thing to me that I've spoken about with the guys from Alchemy. You know, it's like, they're just such a good group of people to work with. And I think, again, it says a lot about where we're all going with this, right?
Exactly. The other thing that I have to mention is the community around Constellation.
Amazing.
Is just everyone in the community. It's so big, and there's so many people that are just willing to help. And that has been like, so like, we're so excited to be a part of that community and be a part of that journey.
And we look forward to contributing to that community as much as we can as well as part of this project.
Absolutely. And I've had, you know, myself, I've had that same experience as y'all, where this community, you know, took me in. I made one video and they were like, this guy, you know, like, we like this guy. And I know there's a lot of people in this community that are willing to make videos, do graphics, do this, do that for these projects in here. And it's like this most just like giving experience that I've seen. And I think we're all blessed to be part of this community. I really do.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into a little bit about the Jam token. All right. So what aspects of the Jam token and launching a crypto project are you most excited about? You know, you have a lot of different, is it the proposal pools? Is it the CACs? Is it the NFTs and experiences that you're doing with the NFTs? What is it that you guys are most excited about? Because you have a couple different ways in which your token interacts inside your economy. So what is it that you guys are most excited about?
So for me, I'm really excited first and foremost to see how we convert the Jam points into Jam token, because there's so many different things that we couldn't do before because we didn't have a cyclical economy. Mm-hmm. One of the things being that we've never paid an artist to do a campaign with us. They've never made money on it. They've just wanted to do it because they find value in connecting with their fans. But at scale, them being able to directly monetize with their fans for these experiences that they want to do anyways is just going to like boost us. I've already been able to get A-list talent on board, but being able to say, hey, you can make money off this is going to be huge for the market. And then also just with like the sponsors, being able to bring them in into this like economy that can be just bi-directional relationship that you can have all which ways. The pools though is definitely something I'm most excited for. Specifically, well, it's hard to pick because they're like both my babies at heart. Proposals, just allowing people to govern the community, govern the experiences, and submit proposals to GeoJam and the creator. And then that those proposals can then turn in to creator access pools, which is definitely my favorite thing on the platform, because I think it's the most different, because we're taking decentralized finance and social media and merging them together. And then now you have these creator access pools where the artists can monetize, expense like so much, by providing that creator and being able to gain real world access in the NFTs, in experiences. And the artist is encouraged to do this because they're also monetizing and they get to connect with you.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
For me, it's, you know, having work. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Eric.
No, I was going to say, I love it. I mean, the incentive structure is like incredible. It's just incredible. Truly. All 360 degrees, like you're saying. Yeah. Go ahead, Sam.
So for me, you know, kind of echoing a little bit of what Sarah said, I've been working with artists and creators for many, many years. And, you know, I see where the gaps are in the market, and I see how hard, you know, to me, as an entrepreneur myself, or as entrepreneurs ourselves, right? To me, artists and creators are the ultimate entrepreneurs, because their IP is what they create, right? Like, that's all you got. If you're creating music, if you're creating content, video, photo, whatever it is, right? And any kind of a creator in the world. And we're going to be able to give them that technology platform to really, you know, interact, engage with their fans and monetize fandom, right? It's something that we talk about all the time. You know, you fly airlines and you earn rewards, right? You stay at hotels, you earn rewards. Why can't you earn rewards and support your favorite artists and musicians? We feel that it's been a major gap. And Jam Token is really going to allow us to make this happen, especially, you know, on the Constellation Network. So we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that makes me feel really good. You know, that like, and I love that point you just said, you know, you earn rewards for this, you earn rewards for filling up this, why shouldn't you be able to earn these rewards for doing the other things that you have to do or would want to do or love to do? And I really love that. I really love that. And this is one of the things that I love crypto for, is like, how it's like the redistribution of, whether you want to call it power or wealth or money, whatever, but like putting people back in the driver's seat to be incentivized to do the things that they would love to or want to do, like, you know, the people, if you will. I really love that. So kind of talking about, you know, the Jam shop, right? Do you guys have any cool rewards or experiences coming out in the Jam shop that are on the horizon?
Yeah, I don't want to give too much away, but we have some really cool music festival experiences coming up. We have some big artists under wrap right now, and we'll start rolling those out later this quarter and into next year, but it's going to be a fun couple months. Sure.
Our fans can always expect that from us, right? We've already proven that we can get that big talent and we can create those amazing experiences. And that's what we're going to continue doing. We've got some really, really cool things that we've been working on. Like Sarah said, we're going to be rolling out around the holidays, and then big push, you know, Q1 of 22, obviously, as we're getting ready to integrate with the blockchain.
Now, I also understand that you currently have this college tour going on. What can you tell us about the college tour?
So we've got 50 fraternities across the country that we've partnered with at 50 different colleges and universities this semester, that we've got shows at pretty much every single weekend. And it's all about engagement, right? We're just trying to get the word out about GeoJam and get, you know, the youth, those college kids that are such, you know, obviously influential in their generation, hip to what we're doing and really understanding. And honestly, the integration and the announcement of the partnership with Constellation has been a real plus, because obviously crypto is a very hot topic right now. You know, the kids are really liking it, but basically every single fraternity is competing against each other throughout the entire semester for engagement, meaning like how many members they have in their crowd and songs that they've shared and just engagement on the app in general. And the winning fraternity is going to get a free 24K Golden concert in the spring semester at their fraternity house. And for those [S2] Wow. [S1] That don't know, 24K Golden is a pretty big international pop star. He had a number one song on the Billboard charts for about 10 weeks last year called Mood. And he is one of our business partners as well. So it's a pretty big prize, and you know, it's been going great. We're about halfway through the semester. I think pretty close to halfway through the semester now. So yeah, it's been, wow. It's been
awesome. Another point on that, we've done experiences with artists and then later they've become partners and backers of the company because they've right. loved what we've done. So it's really like 24K Golden is a perfect example of somebody we just, that the fans I'm just in. Really liked it.
Yeah. That's it. Kind of like you guys were like, we're doing this. I'm in.
That's it.
Exactly.
So what, speaking of 24K Golden, I know, and I think this will give a really good insight into the way that some of these, proposals can turn into creator access pools, to turning into like real life experiences that people can earn through, experience through GeoJam. I know not too long ago, you did some form of like a giveaway for a fan in 24K Golden. Can you kind of explain what that was like and how that whole thing happens through GeoJam?
So currently on the platform, what happens is we do these campaign competitions. So Golden had a new album coming out and fans competed over a 2 to 3 week period for a chance to fly on a private jet with him to his hometown and have the whole day with him. And so what happens is the fans are essentially getting rewarded for engaging, listening, sharing the music with their friends, doing all of these different actions that get them to become 24K Golden's top fan. And so the number one person on the leaderboard after this period, this few week period, wins the prize. And it's really exciting. What we're really excited about is because we're going to be on the blockchain, there will be total transparency right. in leaderboards and stuff like that, because we've noticed in the past people are like, how'd that happen? And so I'm like, I cannot wait to be on the blockchain, that everything is just full transparent, that you can see who won, who's the most engaged. But if that were occurring with Jam, that would be essentially become a creator staking pool that Golden would put in, and then you could stake to gain access to that competition where he can set whatever KPIs he wants, whether it's fandom or he can just sell it for Jam or do a bidding system. There's so many different ways in which artists and fans will be able to have this direct monetization structure. And in many cases, the artist might not want cash. They might just need exposure for their album or their merch drop. Right. or their tour or something like that. So you will get to see, it's kind of decentralized in the sense that every creator is going to have their own little micro economy that they're going to be able to set.
That is so incredible. And I just want to say again, for those listening, like that is because Constellation also allows for that scalability, where it's like all these artists can come together and launch their own little micro economies in the GeoJam ecosystem, and it grows exponentially, right?
Absolutely.
And I also see this happening big time. You know, you have such an incredible monetization infrastructure around your token and through your app that I see artists being like, oh, that person's doing that? How do I get involved here? Like one of 24K's friends or whatever, who's also an artist, like, and I'm sure like you guys know some things that I don't know, right? about some probable other artists that you guys know or have had conversations with. And I know we're all excited to see the growth of GeoJam as you guys continue to launch this token economy. I think it's incredible. And the last thing, I know I'm like kind of ranting here, but what I love is that you did it the non-traditional way, which is the best way. You already built the business and the framework, and then you launched a token. You actually have something tangible, something real. And that's the other thing, other side of crypto. It's like people can just launch stuff and they never have to have a product.
Right.
Exactly.
I think it's given us a lot of validation in the crypto community, right? The fact that people can feel and touch and see and use our product, you know, it's already live in the App Store. It's been great.
It's just the beginning of the product, right? This is like the MVP that got us to be able to sign on these big acts and be able to do experiences with them, which is what is at our core. Our mission is to help the world experience moments together. And so over this last year, we were definitely able to do that. But the product is just like the baby version of what we're about to do. The user experience will be revamped. The product, we're going to have all of these different functionalities with the decentralized finance. It's going to be so much more social. And then also it's going to give artists and creators a way to make money.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super excited. I'm super excited, honestly. So Sarah, you had a New York Times article that said, and I believe this is the title, that you changed your business model during the pandemic. Can you expand a little on that more? And can you also expand what that was like and how you pivoted during that time? Because it was a tough time.
It was.
Right. So can you give us a little bit on what that was like for you and how you pivoted and what you experienced during that?
Yeah, I would say at the beginning of the pandemic, if you would have told us that we'd be featured in the New York Times about how we pivoted during the pandemic, I would have said,
You're crazy.
No way. There's no way that's happening. So we had been in development for about a year, and it was getting to the point where we're like, okay, we need to like get out of this beta period and start going live. And we had the college tour starting up in the fall, the original, what we're on now.
Right.
And so we had this whole plan. We're going to launch through colleges. We're going to go to the campuses, and we're just going to onboard tons of college kids. And then in the Jam Shop, they're going to be able to redeem concert tickets and backstage passes. And because Sam had previously worked with music festivals, and so had I. So we're like, we had been talking to AEG and Live Nation about putting things in the Jam Shop, and we're going to go activate and have like these exclusive experiential marketing events at these festivals that our fans can get into through the Jam Shop. But that all got, and I mean, everything was planned. It was all perfect, ready to go. And then the pandemic hits, and we had been working for like a year, no marketing, ready for this moment, and nothing. It was a bummer. And plus, everything that you were earning was in-person experiences.
Right.
So when the pandemic hit, we really had to rethink everything. We're like, okay, well, we had already learned through our beta that like, we're only really can work in the US because if people, they have to be in these locations. So we're gonna have to work a lot harder if we're just focused on music festivals, and it's gonna be a lot harder to scale. So digital experiences was something we were like, okay, we were always gonna do them, but then we really like leaned into that. And through that, we decided, okay, these artists have no way to market their music right now. Like they usually go on tour.
And
we're like, also, we don't know how long of runway we need because we don't know when this is going to end. So we really have to be so scrappy with cash right now. And we hadn't even launched. So we went to the artist and we're like, hey, you we're going to sponsor your music album. We're formed as a tool for the artist. We positioned ourselves as a tool, not a social platform, because we had no users. We hadn't launched. So we're like, we're a tool to help you get more streams, more engaged with your fans, and market your album. And that worked incredibly well. And that's how we were able to get Machine Gun Kelly. And we did this Billboard competition. And from there, we were able to do multiple of these competitions. And in the New York Times, we had done like play video games, cooking with a fan. And like, this had never really been done in a way to market your art. And that was just incredible.
What a incredible pivot there to like going straight to the artist and be like, here's your opportunity to also, and you know what I love about it? It was like everyone during that time was in a bad spot.
That's right.
And you guys and the artists came together and were like, this is perfect for all of us. And I love that.
Up until the pandemic started, 70% of artist revenues came from touring, right? Wrap your head around that number, 70%, right? I think it's not a secret in the world that, you know, artists don't make a ton of money off of streaming and, you know, things like that. I'm not giving away any trade secrets over here, right? So touring is really the bread and butter, right? And that's, the cadence was drop an album, announce a tour, go on tour, right? And then your fans are going to be engaged with you because they've seen you, like, and through the pandemic, obviously it wasn't happening. You know, the live stream thing was cool, right? In the beginning, for the first couple of weeks, like, oh my God, my favorite DJ, I can watch him in my living room, or my favorite artist. And unfortunately for all of us, I think that got old pretty quickly because you're like, I don't want to be in my living room, right? I want to be dancing in a crowd and experiencing this moment together, right? Yep, so we were trying to, and again, as Sarah said, that's our mission. So we kind of positioned our digital technology platform to help artists and fans experience moments together virtually and digitally, and then use that as a stepping stone to kind of go with our original go-to-market plan, which we're executing on now.
Yeah, I think it's really beautiful. It's really funny because we say like the digital stuff, but we did a lot of stuff that didn't require like digital communication either, because artists are also really busy and they were in a time where it's like, you know, I'm kind of taking time off or whatever it might be. And so with Machine Gun Kelly, we're like, okay, we're gonna come up with the biggest campaign ever that he doesn't have to do anything for. So essentially we photoshopped fans that won onto his album art and put it on Sunset and in Hollywood.
And on Melrose. We had one on Sunset, one on Melrose. They're up for 2 months, November and December. And these fans are from North Dakota, Mississippi, Pennsylvania, right, all over the country. And they all flew out to LA and they're like, holy, my face is on a billboard on Sunset Boulevard.
It was one of my favorite experiences that we've ever done The fans went wild over it. And that's the kind of like, I feel like we've done a good job at proving these case studies out that artists can go as big as 24K Golden went, or like the medium, which is Mariah Carey FaceTime, and then like to doing something amazing that you can just make money off that you don't even need. You don't have
no
to
time
use your
required.
Time.
No
wow.
time.
Wow. It's so good. It's such a good idea. I love it. I honestly love it so much. Let's question here. So what's the best part about building GeoJam?
I would say that the best part about building GeoJam is definitely the people that I get to build it with, and just being able to wake up every single day and realize that I'm doing something that's gonna, like, it's almost, I'm a really big fan of Make-A-Wish Foundation, and I just see like those moments that they create. And I feel like every day I get to wake up and like figure out what's gonna make somebody's day and how can we make someone's life, honestly, because these experiences, you never forget them. And that's what we're here to do every single day. And I get to do it with the best people ever.
Absolutely.
I can 100% echo that sentiment. I mean, we have an incredible team, and you wake up and you every day you do what you love. But it's also, you know, the idea and the notion that we're really, our project, God willing, hopefully, is going to be really game changing, right? It's going to be something that's going to be recognized on a global scale, just as, you know, social networking. I know we referenced some different things in the white paper when it came down to it, like Napster, let's say, right? Back in the day, we're talking 23 years ago at this point, 22 years ago, but GeoJam has the potential to be that kind of game changing project. And it's incredibly motivating and humbling in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I mean, like I've said probably 10 times now, I really love what you guys are doing. And I think you have such an incredible platform, and it's like built to succeed. I mean, the incentivization, is that the right word?
Incentivization.
And there you go. What you said is so good for every party involved. And again, I highly recommend anyone who's listening to this to please take a read through the white paper, and you'll really understand a full in-depth understanding of just exactly what you guys are doing and the problems that you're solving and the money left on the table between fans and their artists and artists and fans.
You can find our white paper on geojam.com for anybody who's listening.
Yes. And by the way, y'all, it will be linked in the description. And I think this is a perfect segue here. So, because you kind of just touched on it, where do you two see GeoJam going in the next 5 years?
Yeah, so music was the perfect vessel for us because we love we're huge music fans, and we had experience in music. I worked with a ton of creators as well, but music was the one that I knew we could activate on immediately. Mm-hmm. And so we started with music, and it was great, and it is great, and we're going to keep doing it, and we're going to keep rocking at it, but we're going to move into sports and fashion and cryptocurrency and gaming and all of these different industries, because we're really trying to disrupt and create like the ultimate creator economy, a real economy using our native token Jam. And so that has all these little mini economies in it, which are fueled by the individual creators. And so I want these so many transactions coming back and forth. I really see that there's going to be so many fans doing all these things they could have never dreamed of even. And artists are going to be able to see, artists and creators are going to have this additional revenue stream where they can stop posting pictures of products they hate and like doing all of these things that really doesn't, you know, and brands can stop spending money on interrupting your music or interrupting your YouTube video right before, and they can spend money on actually doing great things for its users, right? Making like, there's all these little things, activations that you go to, and then you're in love with the brand after. I know we went to the HP Dome at Coachella, and when we get out there, I'm like, oh my God, I love HP. Like, and I'll tell everyone about the HP Dome. Those types of experiences are what we want to happen all throughout GeoJam, so that brands build these stories with the fans, and that the artists are monetizing and the creators in a whole new way. And I just think it's really going to revolutionize the way the gig economy, the way that there's going to be a new types of creators. and everyone's going to get to be an entrepreneur, which is like my biggest passion because I love being an entrepreneur and I'm really excited to help the world build their own businesses.
Absolutely. I mean, and so it's all about, I couldn't have said it better than Sarah just did, but you know, all about Web3 and the, something very important, a big takeaway for anybody who's listening is we believe in rewards, not interruptions. At the end of the day, that's what our platform is all about. We want to reward customers and our fans and artist fans and everybody else just for being who they are and empowering them in so many ways to be able to make money and just to, you know, to just connect with their fans across the world. So that's where we're headed.
Well then, folks, I hope you were listening to that one. I love it. I love the idea of branching out in all these different ways because what you're doing is so important and revolutionary that if why just apply it to music? This literally works in all these other areas. The same thing works in all these other areas. Anyone that has some form of a following or a fan base or something can get in on this, and I love it. Hopefully, maybe Mr. Digital himself one day could end up.
I'll stake on you. I'll stake on your cap.
I mean, awesome. An example of an experience in the jam shop could be on podcast with Mr. Digital.
Yeah, we're gonna get that in there ASAP.
We can definitely set something like that up. I would love to do that with someone for sure. Absolutely, and I couldn't choose a better platform that I would love to support. So
we thank you so much.
So. You guys are in the middle of your pre-sale right now. What can we learn about that? Can we get involved in the pre-sale? Can you give us some details?
Yeah, so we've had a ton of interest on the pre-sale. It's still open, but it's 3 times oversubscribed right now. So we're currently looking for strategic partners where we've been on calls with like our entire community, just reviewing applications and really trying to get really good people in on this initial pre-sale because we want them to build the community up with us, and everyone can give, a lot of people can give money, but the value that they can bring additionally is like important to us. And so if you want to get involved in the pre-sale, fill out a link on our website. You can just go geojam.com and you'll be able to fill out the link, and then we'll get back to you really shortly after. And yeah.
The best thing I would recommend is if you are a strategic partner and you want to get involved, please indicate so more than just a couple words, right? Because we've got tons and tons and tons of inbound.
Right. Would love to help.
Yes.
yeah. Like, please elaborate a little bit.
Yes.
Everyone that we've brought in so far is so amazing. And they all have, I mean, it's across the board. Everyone is different that we brought in. Nobody has the same skill set.
Absolutely. Perfect. So I will put the link to the form to fill out. So a couple links here, guys. We're going to do the GeoJam website, the GeoJam white paper, and the GeoJam pre-sale form. I'll make sure all of those are linked in the bio. Any final thoughts here before we close out? This has been a wonderful conversation. I'm so excited for what you guys are doing. I'm absolutely happy to support the project because I see the tremendous value in your guys' vision. I believe in you guys. I believe in both of you. I mean, both of you know what you're doing very, very well. You've already demonstrated that you can build a product, you can take it to market, you can pivot in times of stress. You have the foresight to work with a crypto project that for most people is very complicated, that you can build out your product on, such as the Constellation Hypergraph Network. I'm super excited.
Thank you so much.
It's been
so fun to be on this, and we really appreciate your support and everybody else in the community.
Absolutely. Eric, thank you so much for having us. It's been a blast. Can't wait to do it again.
The last thing I will say is join our Telegram channel.
Yes, please join our Telegram channel. Maybe put that link in there.
Another link. Another link. All right, everyone. Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in to the Digital Dive and joining me here with the team from GeoJam. All those links previously mentioned will be in the bio, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.